Tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark is brought to you by Crippling Debt. Crippling Debt. It's everywhere you want to be.
That's, yeah.
Tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark is brought to you by Accidental Glory Hole Blowjobs.
What?
When you want to suck someone off and you don't know it's your brother.
What?
I'll see you guys later. I don't know where to go.
This got too real.
Based on a true story. It actually is. I heard about this today. I'll talk about it. It's Podzilla After Dark.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
My name is Shannon Young. I am the king. What was the nickname you guys?
The Spin King.
I am the Spin King. And with me tonight are my loyal subjects. Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
Just one of the irresponsible spin monsters.
You're just a spin monster. I'm the spin king. Lindsay Wolfgang playing some kind of dragon game to my right.
Leave my dragons alone. They're cute and adorable.
Lindsay has fallen into that trap of a casual phone gamer.
I'm about to say she is the mobile spin monster.
She really, really is.
But I don't spend the money on it. I have not dropped any money on this at all.
How much did you spend on that dress-up game? The one that you played before, the story one.
My story ones? Yeah. We're not going to discuss that, but that was on my tablet.
Because all I remember hearing was, hey, we picked up another iTunes card.
I needed that dress.
She sure did. The mobile spin monster.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
What's she spending money on?
The fashion spin monster.
Me? No.
What about that Wonder Woman jacket?
That's an awesome jacket.
That was retail therapy, okay? I needed that. And the leggings.
And the leggings.
And the sports bra. And the blender bottle.
Keep
and
going.
And the bathing suit.
And the bathing
suit.
You
keychains.
Forced me. You and Andrew and Asa and Dalton forced me into that at Comic-Con.
We didn't force you into anything.
They threw me in there and said, you can't come out until you buy it.
That's not what happened.
You can't come out until you buy it. There was one room at the con with one exit. And Jesse, Asa, and Dalton stood there with guns.
And Andrew.
No, here's what actually happened. So we were walking around, and I was like, hey, Mandy, look, Wonder Woman bikinis.
No.
That was the end of the story.
No, I dodged it for a little bit.
The story did end with her pulling out the credit card.
You dodged the bikini for a while?
I did. I also dodged a $70 Kingdom Hearts Sora figure.
Why? That's true. Just go. Just
because
go
I wanted the Jeep that I own now.
Oh, oh. She's got a Jeep, Jesse.
She does have a Jeep.
The Jeep Queen.
That's fine. I love my Jeep, and it matches my hair now. We're together.
That was the most sensuous thing I've ever seen on this show. She rubbed her hair against her face and said, we're together.
Hey.
Speaking of together, you want to hear that story about the...
No.
Well, you're going to. Okay. So... This actually happened a couple years ago. I just found out about it today because I like to read the news, weird news, whatever. Apparently there was a porn star. This is such a stupid story, but it's kind of funny. There was a porn star. I think her name was Madeline Madsen or something like that. The name's unimportant. These women have no names, really. There's just mouth A, vagina B, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And I have alienated the women from the show. Let's
see if on International Women's Day. Thanks for being
here.
Oh,
shit. Never mind. Story's over. I'm not telling this story. I forgot about that. But anyway, so the story is that. So this
is 1985, enemy of women.
No. She's a professional adult actress.
Okay, now.
And she does a scene. And it's this thing called the glory hole. You may be familiar with it. Not personally, but if you've ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
say, thanks to
that
It's
episode.
Always Sunny.
Lindsay, do you know what a glory hole is?
Yes.
Mandy.
Yeah.
Jesse.
It's Always Sunny did demonstrate, yes.
Right, so we don't have to describe that. So if you don't know what it is.
I almost want to hear you describe it.
It's when a man sticks his penis through a hole and
In a bathroom, importantly.
Or anywhere. Anywhere
it's
there's
a
hole in the wall.
There's a hole. I don't doubt
and
you guys.
And the recipient on the other side performs fellatio on the penis. Or hand job. Or whatever. This is the dirtiest show we've ever done already.
That's not true.
And they can't.
He's going to have to bust the porn music back out.
Yeah, this is old school After Dark. Dalton should be on this show so he could squirm. Jesse's currently typing to someone, fuck this show. So
don't type it at all.
It's a woman and a guy. They can't see each other. Well, this girl, she signed up for this shoot, and the director thought it would be really funny if he hired her brother, too, and didn't tell either of them. So they do this scene, and at the end of the scene, the big reveal is you just gave your brother oral sex.
Oh my God.
Needless to say, a lawsuit was quickly filed. I don't know.
He's going to jail laughing anyways, though.
I got a girl sucker,
like,
brother.
He's like, worth it.
Right.
So that's that story. That you can look that up. Don't look it up, but turn safe search on. It's a terrible story. I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, it probably, because was this a recent thing?
2015.
Oh, okay.
This is a couple years ago, but I just found out about it today, and I like to stay in the know. So.
Because I have noticed, and so another friend of mine actually brought this to my attention. It was kind of interesting. The massive influx of incest porn on the internet.
Has gone up?
Yeah, like in the last like year or two.
Yeah, but with that, it's always fake.
Oh, yeah.
For reasons.
And then usually it's like, you know, stepbrother, that kind of
stepbrother,
situation.
Oh, yeah, stepbrother and stepmom or something like that.
Right, like all sorts of really weird stuff there. The people are working with some issues. But
is your friend's name Jess C. Krimble?
No. It's a cast member of this show that was talking to me about this.
I'm not going to name names. I don't embarrass anybody. All I know is it's not me.
No.
For once.
Not me.
Not I.
Nope. But anyway.
No.
Where was I going with this point? Oh, yeah. I imagine like that in particular would be a real big hit with this crowd.
That's I don't know. I think it gets to a point where like, oh, sweet. It's this stepbrother and stepsister. I'm going to watch that. And then you find out they're actually brother and sister. You kind of go, oh, now I kind of feel dirty. Now I need to go to church. Not actual church, but just the church like category, and see like people having sex in churches or dressed up as priests.
Wow.
And nuns. Well,
are you okay?
That's my bit.
Huh.
Let's see. Anyway, International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Let's just avoid that.
Follow-up.
Let's just avoid that topic altogether. Jesse, what are you doing? I have to know.
I'm texting my boss something real quick.
I thought he was going to be looking up
the video.
Nope, definitely texting my boss. He asked me a question about Netflix Marvel stuff.
I'm hoping it's one of those things that you forgot to also put it on mute. So as you were talking, all of a sudden we just hear like, oh. What you playing over there, buddy?
Nothing.
Reminds me of a certain someone who sent us a screenshot. And they happened to be looking at porn in the background and didn't realize that the tab was still up.
Oh, God.
And then Jesse caught him and said, hey, buddy, what you watching?
What's that fifth tab there?
Oh, it was a joke. Again, won't name names.
No.
Andy, I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry to me?
We agreed to talk about financial failures moments before the show, and then I flipped it to glory holes.
It could be a financial failure.
Yeah, for the director that decided to get a girl to suck off her own brother. Oh. So, I can't. I'm done for the night.
Shannon's broken.
I want to buy this laptop.
More financial debt for you.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I'm not going to do it.
You say that.
Unless I, well.
Have you met Jesse Kimball?
I have.
And if you want something.
Oh, Shannon doesn't need my help. He's the one man that he looks to me sometimes to try and talk him out of stuff.
Not often.
Cause he doesn't. He says, yeah, don't buy it, as he shoves it into your hand and pulls out your card for you.
Or Shannon will also look to me to just say like, all right, so tell me I should get this and why.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, but no, please don't do that.
Jesse's an encourager.
Yeah, I use Jesse as to make myself feel better. Like, if I know I shouldn't, I make sure I bring Jesse so he tells me to buy it so I don't feel as bad.
She has someone to blame later. I am fine with being the scapegoat.
I don't need that. What I do is I buy it, and then as I literally...
He immediately has buyer's remorse.
Yeah, as I literally get in the car, I go, oh, I shouldn't have bought that. But then I keep it anyway. But this is one of those cases where even if I had the money, cause Ace has already threatened me. Because I told him, yeah, you know, he said, if you have the money for this, and you don't put the rest of it towards your surgery, I will hurt you. And he swore he would hurt me.
Good.
And I take Ace. Oh, shut up. I take Asa more seriously than Dalton when he threatens to hurt me.
Yeah, that's fair. Asa doesn't make many threats.
No, he doesn't. So, yeah. So I got to get, I apparently have to get surgery before I can get a new laptop.
You want to, you, mm. You said you want to, too.
What, the surgery?
Yes.
I'm scared of the surgery.
I know, but you still said you need to get up and do it so you can do other stuff after.
Also, for those of you who just want to throw this in here real quick, that donated towards Shannon's surgery.
Oh, here we go.
We have that money still. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, no. It's, that money, it's just been sitting waiting for me to pull the trigger on
yes.
it.
Yes.
And in fact, you can still donate because it's we're at like $1,500 and I think the surgery altogether is going to cost between like $2,000 to $5,000 after everything's said and done. Hopefully lower than higher. It just depends on what I can get. It depends on if I can get any kind of financial support from like St. Francis, where I'm assuming I'm going to get it done. But it's scary. Not only is it scary to think about the money, I'm scared of the surgery itself because I assume they're going to put me under and I've never been put under before.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
So that's scary because I'm afraid I'll go to sleep and won't wake up because what I do is I go home at night and I look up the things that could happen to you for things. So when I looked up hernia surgeries, one of the first things that popped up was like, man, brother sues hospital over brother's hernia surgery gone wrong. And I don't want that to be me. I don't want to go to sleep for hernia surgery and die. That's a shitty way to die.
Yes.
Lindsay's supposed to kill me.
But I mean,
that was the agreement. Bob and I just got that you jump, I jump, Dungeons and Dragons crap.
Another shitty way to die, though, is from hernia related.
Because you didn't get the surgery?
Yeah.
Like, I've got enough problems. I'm dealing with the heart. I'm trying to fix that. It's going okay. I don't need all this crap. I want to go back 5 years ago when I didn't know I was so bad. You know, I'm still bad, but I didn't know it.
And then you can rectify the problem from there.
And you all look down on me, but you could all be bad too, well, except Mandy, because she's like a health nut.
I try.
But the rest of you.
You just say, because I drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, I know I'm terrible. What of it?
Shit, I don't eat that bad.
Did you know that you're at more of a risk for dying from heart-related stuff as a woman than I am?
I know.
So you need to get your blood pressure checked.
Tell people to stop pissing me off at work and I won't have a problem.
I don't think that's as much of a factor as you think it is.
Stress can be a pretty big, significant factor.
Stress is a factor, but you know what else is a factor?
Diet.
Diet. The fact that bread is apparently the enemy and that you consume mass amounts of bread.
I have always consumed mass amounts of bread because I enjoy bread.
You're going to consume mass amounts of heart disease.
Let's be fair. Bread's been around that up for a really, really long time. That's fine.
I don't know if I agree with that. The sodium levels, Jesse. It's the sodium.
There's not that much sodium in bread.
I'm going to look up bread's facts right now.
You rolls are delicious.
I love rolls.
The problem is when you load it up with butter.
That
I love butter.
How butter are you so awesome. Thin? I don't understand this.
Because she eats like, if a normal person has like 2 slices of toast, she would have like half of one.
I just don't eat much. And I've always been a very active child. So I've always been like running around. I've never just sat. And now I like do kickboxing, go to the gym all the time. And even right after high school, we would be riding bikes, playing frisbee, playing basketball. Like I never had that period where I just didn't do anything.
So you don't have
periods.
That
was when I got out of college.
What?
And then I have a kid that keeps me running around.
There you go. Lindsay, get a kid.
No.
You don't have to have one. Just get one.
I don't want one.
Just acquire a kid.
No.
How much Bitcoin do you have saved?
None.
Oof. I'm worried about your future.
I'm worried about my future, too.
That's funny. The other day, though, I was eating loaded tots at work, and my boss comes in, and he, like, looks at it, and he looks at me, and he looks at that, and he goes, so you just eat that and look like that? And I was just like, well, I mean, I work out a lot, so I can eat these sometimes. He's like, should you tell me I need to just go work out? And I was like, you can come to kickboxing with me. And I just looked away.
Yeah, believe it or not, working out for a couple hours a week does not mean that you're going to be thin and pretty.
Working out for many hours a week does not mean you're going to be thin and pretty.
It's a long. Some people, it's harder than others. Some people are naturally, gifted with the metabolism and whatnot. Others are not. I always thought that I was unfortunate because I'm like, oh, Mandy eats all this and look how skinny she is. And I'm a bigger guy. But then I also realized, yeah, but you also ate like 4 large pizzas per week. You probably have decent metabolism. It's the fact that you're not 800 pounds is a sign.
And it probably takes me a week to eat a whole pizza.
Yeah. Somebody behind just me one. Again. Is somebody at the door?
They're not at the door. Okay. But somebody did park out there.
Like every night this week when we're doing a show, people have come to the fucking door and wanted to like, one guy actually just started knocking. Just knocking.
Yeah. We had that during the last wrestling pay-per-view. Some guy just came up wanting to get cash for stuff. And at that point, we had been close for like an hour and a half.
Oh, so speaking of the store, and I hate to air, like, I hate to air this stuff because I don't want anyone to think that I don't appreciate our customers here at Gaming Grounds. I do. I love our customers. Like, there are especially certain ones that I enjoy seeing daily. I had a woman come in today, and she came in yesterday. She didn't come in. She called. She came in yesterday, and she bought two games for Super Nintendo. She bought Mario All-Stars because she was talking about buying Mario 2. And she had one of those systems that is the two-in-one, the like the twins we have. Mm-hmm. So I told her, okay, if you're thinking about getting that, get Mario All-Stars. It has all the Mario games on it for the original Nintendo, plus the Japanese-only Mario 2. And she said, what's the one with Yoshi? So that's World. I don't have that. But I have this, so that has the rest of the Marios. So she bought it. She leaves. She calls me today and said that the system that she has, the twin, isn't working correctly. She can't get the Super Nintendo games to play. What can she do? Can she bring it in and we'll look at it? I said, yeah, bring it in here. Bring it into Jackson. One of my tech guys is there. He'll look at it. He'll find out what's going on. And then she
said, please tell me she was trying to put the Super Nintendo in the regular Nintendo slot.
I wish it was that easy. No, it's much more frustrating. I never really got an answer of why it didn't work. But as the story goes, she asked me, how much do you guys have twins there? I said, yes, we do. They're $60 new. At which point she scoffs and said, I can get them for $30 at the pawn shop. And I go, and I immediately sigh. Probably loudly, because I'm sick of that shit. And then if I get it at a pawn shop one more time, then go to the fucking pawn shop, trash bird. If you want to come in here and like actually shop with a business and not people that will slit your throat for money, then come talk to me. She tells me they get it for 30 there. And I said, well, these are new. And she said, well, they're new there too. And in my head, I thought, you mean the new one that you bought that doesn't fucking work properly? Right? That you have to bring to me to fix? So she takes it to Calvin. Calvin checks it out. And then she complains because the Mario game doesn't have Yoshi in it. And Calvin says, why didn't you know this one doesn't have Yoshi? I was like, I fucking told her it didn't have Yoshi. It was a conversation we had. So she ends up getting the Japanese version of Mario World at the other store that they had, which will work on those because it's a Super Famicom game. And
I'm waiting for the phone call now. Why ain't none of this in English?
Yeah. What's Mario saying? Well, it turns out it doesn't fucking matter what the storyline in Mario is.
It's pretty out there. Like it's very straightforward.
Yeah. Do you really want me to explain it to you? Okay. Plumber gets caught in a mushroom world of a giant dinosaur turtle kidnaps the princess and he has to break blocks, which used to be citizens of the Mushroom Kingdom to save her. He also uses pipes to travel. Like, what part of this feels like you need to know the plot to this story?
It's you play for the gameplay. It's a fun platformer.
That's been my week. And I'm so frustrated. So you talk about retail therapy. I need fucking retail therapy. About $2,000 worth.
I didn't say you didn't need it.
She was just
defending
explaining
my reasons for splurging on Wonder Woman jank.
Jank.
So much Wonder Woman.
Why you gotta direct that shit at me?
No, it wasn't at you. It was with you.
there was some misdirected aggression there.
Yes. So please, you apologize and we'll move on.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about Alexa?
Oh,
someone asked me to bring this up on the show tonight. Right, yeah. So Lindsay, you remember that thing that your mom had?
Yeah.
That I was like, I want one of those.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently something's going on with those. You need to ask your mom if this has happened to her.
Okay.
That it will just randomly laugh.
But yes. My friend Snapchatted that.
Okay.
Like, the other night. And it was like pretty late too. It was like 11 or something. And he's like, I'm just sitting here alone. And this Alexa bitch went off.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you can see it like blinking and shit. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, they said that they know there's something wrong with it and they're working on it, but yeah, it will just laugh randomly. And that's
funny.
That's awesome.
Terrifying. That's terrifying.
It's like my old Mall Madness game when the batteries in it started going dead and be under my bed and just randomly like, uh-oh, you left your car lights on. Go to the parking lot. Oh, God.
And I hope that for someone, just for the sake of the story, someone out there had their Alexa laugh at them at a really terrible time. Like, I'm trying to think of what Asa's, do you remember what Asa's Cumberbatch name was in the group chat this morning?
No.
It was something like.
I know mine. Mine was, never mind.
Asa was something like, it was like,
all right.
Jiggly butt chunky bottom or something
jiggly
like that.
Jiggly butt chunky bottom.
My God.
It was just hurtful sounding. And basically, I'm hoping that someone had a moment like that where that kind of news was brought to them and then Alexa laughed at them.
Or they're at like their mom passed away and they're at the wake in the house and everyone's quiet, and you just hear.
Well, that's disturbing.
God. That's couldn't be something like they dropped a plate and broke it, and then she laughs. No, you go straight for
the- I go for the jugular.
God.
I don't fuck around.
I see that.
That's not what I do. My point is, I'm trying my hardest to avoid talking about politics again, because we said we wouldn't, but this week...
We were supposed to talk about debt, and we just,
we're going
like,
to talk about debt. You know who's in debt? America.
Us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moral
now
debt.
We're the greatest country. We ain't
not just moral.
Well, lots of debt. So this week, just to give you an idea of how fucking crazy our world is nowadays, this week alone, President Trump has been sued by a porn star for a non-disclosure agreement that he forgot to sign. And now she's trying to tell her story, and the White House is trying to stop her. And they made the mistake, Sarah Sanders made the mistake of basically confirming that this exists by saying that President Trump had already won in what is it called? Mediation? Is that what it was? It was? I don't know.
That's a thing. So.
Yeah.
President, soon to be ex-President Trump.
This isn't gonna get him. You know this isn't going to get him.
This is fucking upside down world. He met with leaders of the video game industry this week.
Oh, I saw that.
Which was like three people from like ZeniMax and like no scientists, by the way. No one that can actually present evidence to show that video games aren't linked to violence. But he did meet with like the president of the Parent Teachers Council. He met with Brent Bazell. All these people that hate video games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you realize this, but there is a very real chance that the video game industry that we love is in danger. That they could take away that they could put huge, like, extra taxes on it. They could make the games differently to where, you can't put certain amounts, like, violences in it. And you're laughing and going, that's not possible. It's absolutely possible. Because if anything that the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency has shown us is that anything is fucking possible with this lunatic in charge. So they won't take away guns. Trump talked all that shit about guns. He won't do anything about guns, but they could take away your video games.
They won't take away real guns. They'll take away your fake ones that can't kill people.
Yeah, because they train you to be a murderer.
Yeah.
The video games. Is that not mind-boggling?
So what would they do? Recall all the old games that are on
shelves
still?
They're going to come door to door.
Yeah, they're coming for your game. Hey, Democrats, they're coming for your games. Millennials. Hide them.
This establishment will become like the old time speakeasies.
Yeah, you come in and we're a book club.
Yeah, it's a bookstore. And then Shannon just hits a button behind the counter and like video games,
violent ones too.
He's got like Mortal Kombat like arcade cabinets lining the walls.
It could come to a point where like Mario can't jump on the enemies anymore. Now he has to use his words.
And you have to spell them correctly.
Talk
in order
Bowser
to use
down.
Them.
Yeah. Bowser, you kidnapped my princess. I'm sorry about that, Mario. Here you go. Thanks. The end. That's an exciting game.
I still really like the fan theory of that. It's like, do you really think Princess Peach would get kidnapped that many times by Bowser?
I think she's a thought. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, no, they won't recall your games. But what they can do is that going forward in the future, they could change the way games are made. They could take away the violence, the realism. They could
turn ESRB into law.
Yeah, they could legitimately put higher taxes on violent video games as a way to discourage people from buying them, basically.
Yeah.
They could do all kinds of things to video games.
And they could even start putting like warnings on like extra big warnings on there, like
even going to get a game case pretty soon with a design on it. It's just going to have so many labels on it now.
And
there's
stickers
no point
and everything,
cover.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a lock, like a locker, a locked lock box, a safe to put your games in so your kids can't get them. You know, like you're supposed to do with your guns.
Yeah.
So who does that?
Responsible people. Responsible people take guns and put... If you have a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old and you have like a rifle just sitting on the couch... You probably don't deserve to have a gun.
Or
children. Yeah. Let's be honest.
And I mean, it's not even limited to 5-year-olds. Have I ever told you the story about my uncle that's younger than me?
No. That's not possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
The woman.
Lindsay, do you also have an uncle that's younger than you?
No.
Fuck it. Go ahead, Jesse.
The woman that my grandpa married, she's sent the one that passed away a few years ago.
Mm.
She had an adopted son who's like 4 years younger than me, I think. And when he was 13, he got into my grandpa's gun cabinet and just dicking around with my grandpa's guns and with one of his friends. He shot one of his friends
yes.
in the leg. like with a 22 rifle. God. And yeah, that happened. And my grandpa still just, I mean, he's very staunch, you know, supporter of pro-gun and everything else. He's a member of the NRA and all that good stuff.
Well, the only thing that's going to stop a bad 13-year-old with a gun is a good 13-year-old with a gun.
And he did have it locked. The kid broke the latch on it. And yeah, just...
So you're telling me life finds a way? Jurassic Park
style. So he was meant to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the real thing, you know, my grandpa should have put his guns in a safe instead of a cabinet. And
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
You should put your... If you have impressionable youths around, you should put those in a safe. If you don't want your kids to play violent video games... Show some responsibility about those too.
Yeah, don't buy them.
There's an ESRB for a reason. Don't let them play it. You know, be informed. Don't drop your kids off at a store and go, "Hey, go just do whatever."
Or actually put the parent passcode on so they can't browse the store and download free ones or buy them there with your card.
And don't pull a Sony and make the master unlock for the the parental codes 0000.
Oh, jeez.
Also, don't be Sony. And release the free episode of an anime where a girl shoots of acid out of her nipples.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, because
we talked about that, didn't we?
I think so. Like on this show or
on some show. Somewhere. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
It's distinctly possible. I don't
Let's
remember
see.
What, it's called.
What show would we talk about a girl with acid nipples?
All right, yeah.
Probably this one.
I mean, we
it's definitely not on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
We talk about anime sometimes on Nerd Up, and maybe it came up that some anime
no,
are weird.
I'm pretty sure it's on this one.
Yeah, it's almost certainly on this one.
No rules pasta right here.
Because, yeah, no, that episode had a lot of stuff in it. That covered multiple fetishes.
They did. She peed on herself. She wore next to nothing. Yeah, that's a good show.
Sure.
There's also tentacles happening.
I'm not so much into
that
tentacles.
That doesn't surprise me.
I would say that the first time when Chad was clearly over the age of 18, Chad, who was on the show a couple years ago, who accused me of things,
now
jokingly.
That was one of the dirtiest episodes we've ever done.
That one wasn't my favorite. but we were at FYE.
Oh.
Remember FYE?
I remember FYE.
And
I bought Halo 2 from FYE.
He really wanted La Blue Girl, but he was too embarrassed to buy it. So he pretended he wasn't old enough. And then he had me buy it for him instead. I'm like, Chad, you were like 20 years old. If you want to buy hentai, buy hentai.
Just buy it.
Who the fuck cares?
You don't want to get judged by that cashier?
I felt the same way though when I bought Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball on 360. I actually remember asking Lindsay, like, can I get this? And she's like, I don't care.
Seriously.
And I was like, she said I could get this.
You have to make it very clear to the cashier, like, my girlfriend that I definitely have said that I could purchase this game. It's cool.
Where is she? That's her right there, sir. I promise. Lindsay, show him your ID so he knows we're not related.
What?
So, yeah. So, say goodbye to your video games. That's all.
Okay.
And that's the show.
That was a quick show.
It's been an hour.
It has not.
Yeah, right.
Before Stop shit. Looking at your watch.
I mean, I wanted to see how close we were.
We're at half an hour.
Yep.
I don't have a watch.
You have a phone right in front of you.
She can't do that, though. She's planning penguins or something.
What? I'm planning penguins?
We didn't have a talk about your phone addiction. Or not. We don't have to have that talk right now. Maybe later.
I was productive today, thank you.
I was.
This is her me time. Worked.
Her me time is during the show?
Yes.
Well, it was on the couch when she was playing. She's migrated this way.
Oh, God. What do you guys have going in your lives? Let's take the attention away from me for a second.
Going to the gym after this.
I will be doing the same.
I work tomorrow.
All right,
my son has a tournament on Saturday.
What tournament?
Taekwondo.
At the martial arts store?
The store? It is in town.
So are you excited about the new Cobra Kai series?
I kind of am.
I don't know what that is.
Have you ever seen, what was it called?
The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Okay, so the original Karate Kid.
Right, and then there was the one with Jaden Smith.
We're not counting that.
I'm just saying, that was the next remake, so now there's like a third remake?
No.
It's a continuation of the original.
The guy
that played, what was the main character's name? Because Johnny was the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Miyagi was the guy.
Ralph Macchio was the actor. What was his character's name?
I can't remember his character's name because I remember Ralph Macchio because of How I Met Your Mother. But no, I can't remember the character's name.
Let's just call him Ralph Mouth.
I'm gonna Google him.
I want to say it was like Ricky or something
was
stupid.
Was definitely
like
not
that.
Ricky.
Ricky.
Was definitely. I would bet a month's wages that it was
I
not
feel like
Ricky.
It starts with an R.
Yeah, Ralph.
No, not the real
Daniel.
Yeah,
Daniel.
Love
okay,
Russo.
Daniel San.
Yeah,
Daniel San.
Shut up! I'm tired.
Daniel San.
So they're actually continuing that series on a YouTube original show.
Hmm.
Where they have rival schools and they're going to go get
Ralph Macchio and
the guy that mm-hmm. played the main bad guy.
So
in
is
the,
he going to be like the teacher, I guess?
Yep. Yes. Well, he's definitely not the Karate Kid anymore.
Well, because no. they've done like other things Karate Kid related since then, like through various other media, including YouTube.
That came out in 1984.
They did an entire song that's on YouTube with another band about the Karate Kid.
I like that you said with another band.
Oh yeah,
implying that there was a first band
with a band. Okay. Yeah, though there was a band that wrote a song, and for the music video, they actually got Ralph Macchio, and then who's the other guy?
Some guy, Johnny Blonde guy. I feel like Ralph Macchio is probably not an expensive get at this point.
No,
it's
neither
like when
is.
They got Scott. No, not Scott Baio. What was the guy's name in the It's Always Sunny episode where they had where D does the porn?
Oh,
Richard Grieco.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel not like it's getting Richard Grieco. It's probably not expensive. Mandy doesn't know any of these people.
No, not really.
Do you?
No, probably not. What?
I thought you were more cultured.
William Zap, Billy Zapka.
I am terrible with names most of the time, yeah. Like actor names and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah, they had a YouTube video. I think I put it in the group chat a long time ago. It was like, but yeah, it's a music video with Ralph Macchio and Billy Zapka. They were also both in an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Were they playing those characters?
No, they weren't playing the characters. They were themselves. It was for a bachelor party.
I've ever described you how much I hate, like, sitcoms.
You like some sitcoms.
Yes, I like the ones that are really out there and not vulgar, but I like mean-spirited in a lot of ways. Now that I think about it, because I love Married with Children. I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But, like, I hate Friends. Now that Allie's not here, I hate Friends.
I'm so upset right now.
Do you like Friends?
I love Friends.
What did you
I
like about
it? I liked it when it aired originally.
I don't know. I just think it's funny.
They were awful people.
Nah.
Asa, I hope you're listening. Nah, attack Mandy.
Nah.
I didn't like Seinfeld.
I didn't really care for Seinfeld.
Okay. I don't like Jerry Seinfeld.
I like it a little
up.
More now. You don't like Jerry Seinfeld?
Nope.
Do you like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
At the time. I feel like if I watched it now, I wouldn't nearly be as good.
Probably also like Family Matters.
No, you know what? I did like Family Matters, but I know if I watched that now, I'd hate it because of Urkel. Like yeah. at the time, he was funny.
Yeah.
At this point,
now?
I'm pretty sure I'd punch him in his stupid little mouth.
Yeah. But everybody likes Fresh Prince.
You look
Prince,
mad.
Though.
Is it about Urkel?
No, it's about Growlithe and how they hate me.
Well, fair
I
enough.
Haven't heard of that.
Combo breaker.
Exactly.
I hated pretty much all the shows from that era.
Aww.
Like I hate Full House.
Oh,
that's look, why I watch it without you.
Yup. When Fuller House came out, I watched the first season of it, and I think that I watched half the second season, and that's it.
And I know there was one specific reason that you gave that show a chance.
Two specific reasons.
Stamos.
Yes.
Nope.
John Stamos and Dave Coulier.
one definitely is better than the other in it.
Dave Coulier's episodes are really annoying because of his kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now you talking about.
You don't need to know.
I know what you're talking about.
That show is insufferable.
Your initials are JS.
Stop it. I was very much in love with Jodie Sweetin, even back then, but I assumed I was a pedophile because she was a little kid. But I was also a little kid, so it was okay.
Yeah.
And now she's full grown, and I'm full grown, and she's very developed.
Artificially. Well, but yes.
I don't care.
I just wanted to make sure that was cool.
I wish I could be artificially that developed. Well, I mean, not exactly like that.
So
instead of a hernia surgery, Shannon's going to go get boobs.
Just eliminate the middleman.
He can just sit there and feel on himself.
They're rebooting Roseanne.
Yes.
They're rebooting Roseanne.
Yeah.
You said ruse because boobs.
The show started dirty and it's staying dirty. I actually liked Roseanne.
I did too. Mm-hmm.
I liked Roseanne.
Because of?
It's definitely, if it's not John Goodman, then get out.
No, you're right. It's John Goodman, clearly. It certainly wasn't Roseanne. Especially now that she's like some far right wing Donald Trump supporting nut job.
And yeah, she like one of her conditions, I think, from what I read anyway, one of her conditions for coming back on the show is that Roseanne will be a Trump supporter.
Cool.
Oh.
Yay.
You okay?
Yeah.
You seem a little tired there?
I am a little tired.
That's all right. I'm a little tired,
but
too.
But John Goodman is back in this reboot.
One of the things I've noticed about this show lately is that we all come in exhausted.
I'm usually pretty good. Work was just... today.
I don't know the last time Asa came in. I was like, how you doing? And he didn't go, I'm so tired.
To be fair, I don't really remember the last time I wasn't tired.
Yeah, me neither. I'm starting to think that maybe we wear ourselves a little thin these days.
I mean, honestly, I think once you get past like 25, tired is just, that's your natural state of being.
I was fine until I met Allie.
You were pretty frequently tired before then.
Yeah, but I slept.
No, that's fair.
No, I didn't. That we're not being quiet. We're just, yeah.
Yeah, there's some sort of emergency going on outside. Yeah.
Oh, there's always an emergency.
Uh-huh. We are in historic downtown Cape Girardeau.
I'm so over Cape Girardeau. I'm over. Today's one of those days I'm just over everything. I just want to go home and play with my new laptop.
That you don't have yet.
I don't have. If you asked me, Shannon, pick between the laptop or the hernia, I'd pick the laptop. You'd say, but the hernia might kill you someday. And that's
but he really wants that laptop.
I might die in a car accident tomorrow.
But you have the laptop.
Yeah, for tonight. What is getting the hernia fixed is not going to make me.
And then we can just return the laptop and get your money and have your money.
You wouldn't. Lindsay might.
I'm only
thinking
of Lindsay.
Or she might just keep the laptop.
That's it.
No, she's got my desktop.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which is why I need the laptop.
Because the desktop is way better than that laptop.
I mean, you can use the desktop.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Now I only... because I can't have the laptop, it's the only thing I want.
I know. I know how this works.
I don't like...
I want that $800 plush Lapras, but I'm not going on about it.
There's no such thing.
And I can predict...
Did you not see what I shared today that Zane shared to me?
No.
I
saw... An $800.
It's like a $750 plush Lapras that Nintendo is putting out. Pre-orders have already sold out in Japan.
It's huge.
How
like,
would
it's
pre-orders?
Big as
I'm
Lindsay.
Looking at how do pre-orders sell out on a $750 Pokemon? Is it a real Lapras?
No, it's just real big.
1-to-1 ratio.
Like it's
sucker
like,
huge.
Is it really 1-to-1
like
ratio?
A couch.
No, I don't think it's 1-to-1 ratio. If it was 1-to-1 ratio, it would not fit in most people's apartments.
I see a jumbo one for $250. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I found it.
I mean,
I
shared it.
Lindsay's page now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is big.
I know, right? Personally, I would still be content with the Snorlax futon, but...
I could legitimately lay on top of that and be so comfy.
Jesus Christ.
This girl is super happy about it, though.
Apparently, we really need to go to Japan because Japan is where the money is. Apparently, random women could just afford $1,000 Laprases to lay on.
Well, that's because everybody has to have, like, a high-paying job. If you're not, you're considered a failure.
So, now that you brought up Nintendo, I would like to... I know you're going to talk about this on Sunday.
Sure.
But I have to bring up the fact that they're making an amiibo for...
Dark Souls.
Yeah, for Dark Souls.
In the Praise the Sun pose.
That is both the dumbest and most amazing thing I've seen today.
I still want the Detective Pikachu.
Well, I mean...
Oh, God.
I don't want the Detective Pikachu, and that I heard what he sounded like.
Not Danny DeVito?
It sounds like somebody doing their best Danny DeVito impersonation. Have you heard what Detective Pikachu sounds like
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, I think I heard. I saw a commercial for it. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I mean, apparently Pikachu smokes 2 packs a day.
I would be happy if he really did in the game. If he had a pipe and he just smoked it constantly.
I don't think they can legally do that.
Well, pretty soon we'll be able to legally do anything with video games.
Pikachu's voice, like, that voice ain't natural.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's like that Miley Cyrus. Like... She sounded like she smoked 8 packs a day when she was like 16.
Was that I didn't think Miley sounded like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Miley was super deep.
Huh.
Y'all.
Well, I know because like Emma Stone, like if you hear people with like the kind of the gravelly voices, apparently, and I only know this from Emma Stone, kids that get like, oh, what is it? Like the night terrors that cause you to scream or something like that, or maybe it's something different. As like babies, it apparently like wears out their throats and it's a permanent thing, which is why like Emma Stone has a raspy voice.
I like raspy voices. I try to, my favorite, when my voice is at its best is when I'm half sick, not completely sick, half sick. And I get the raspy voice going and I just have that like really low kind of, you know.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. I'd like to talk like this more often.
Please don't.
Why?
Just don't.
Lindsay, what do you want for dinner?
You're sounding like a creepy hillbilly. Please stop.
How is that hillbilly? That's not
hillbilly. Like he's going to murder me when we leave.
Oh, it does sound a little like that.
Oh, I am.
Oh, I am.
So anyway, the Dark Souls.
Oh, my God.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, no, the Amiibo looks really, really cool.
And they announced a bunch of things on this Nintendo Direct. Lindsay, you'll be happy to know that they announced nothing for you.
I know. They never do.
Octopath Traveler looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay's really into that Octopath. Are they still calling it that?
I care about one thing and one thing only when
it
comes
Pokemon?
To Nintendo.
Is it Pokemon? I bet it's Pokemon.
And Animal Crossing.
And Animal Crossing. Okay, two things.
Are you going to play
maybe
Octopath?
Maybe Kirby.
What?
Oh, they did announce more stuff for Kirby.
What did you say to me?
Octopath. It's a game.
I don't have a Switch.
The Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, it's one of the worst. It was well received. Asa played the demo, I think.
Yeah. I have
but the
no
name
Switch.
Is terrible. You have no Switch?
I have no Switch.
You don't have a Switch?
No.
Did you forget this
who
conversation
sounds like a hillbilly
from a few
now?
Months ago?
Huh?
So who sounds like a hillbilly now?
Okay. She's a denier. It's okay.
You don't want a Switch?
No, not really.
You know who bought a Switch today? Fucking Fonzie. The fucking Fonzie's got a Switch and you don't. What does that make you? Less than human.
I have more money.
Whoa.
You just got your taxes.
Yeah?
There's no reason for you to not have a Switch.
I want one.
Oh, my God.
Plus, that's going to be more money I have to pay if I want to play online shit. That's more money for other games. And that's more video games my kid is going to want to play.
Yeah, they announced Smash Brothers today.
Yeah, okay. Everyone else has a Switch.
Exactly. So you need one.
No, I'll just come here and play.
And it's going to have the squid inklings?
The inklings.
That's what they call them.
It's not going to have Young Link, so it means garbage to me.
It's got Breath of the Wild Link.
Does it have Roy?
We don't know.
We don't even know if it's a...
Because it might be a new one. It might be a remake of
blah,
the Wii U version.
Blah.
But they didn't say, like... Obviously, they didn't call it Super Smash Brothers U. They just called it Super Smash Brothers. Like
did you see... Was there an American trailer or was it Japanese? It was Japanese,
It was
right?
just in the Direct. We didn't get any kind of trailer at all.
For Smash?
Not that I know of.
That
yeah,
it was
yeah
be
there
it.
Was a trailer.
Oh, I didn't know there was a trailer.
Did you not see it?
Nope.
So it's basically... and I'm not... I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest here. Lindsay says it's hard to tell when I'm being legit or not. I don't understand it.
It's hard to tell when you're being sarcastic on certain topics, and this is not one of them.
Okay. So it's the Inklings chasing each other around, squirting
at each
other.
Yeah, that was in the Direct.
Yeah, that's the trailer.
Because basically, what happens in the trailer, yeah, the Inklings are running around trying to shoot each other.
Squirting
each other. With their squirt guns.
Yeah.
And,
which is their own ink, by the way.
Then at some point.
Which is disgusting.
It's definitely interesting.
It's a fetish.
But then at some point, the like the Smash logo appears in like one of their eyes. Like they hear a sound, they turn around and they see the Smash logo.
And the Smash characters are standing in front of it, silhouetted, yeah. And you just see Mario and Link. But Link is the Breath of the Wild Link. So it's speculation of is this a new one or is this
is that
just
a new skin for Link?
Right, because I'm assuming it's just the Wii U version with the extra characters. That's what they did on Mario Kart. They, yep. When they put it on Switch, they added the Inklings because they're really pushing that fucking Splatoon.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, it is ridiculously popular.
Yeah, it's like Overwatch with Blizzard. Like, while I'm waiting for that Rock and Roll Racing character to come to Heroes of the Storm, they've released 9 new Overwatch characters for it.
Because millions and millions of people are playing that game.
And a lot of people don't even know what Rock and Roll Racing is, unfortunately.
That is really true, and that is a travesty because that is a phenomenal game.
So they announced Smash Brothers on the Switch. They announced... shit.
I didn't really care about much else.
Dark Souls. There's a new.
They didn't announce that though. They just.
There's a new Dylan Armadillo game coming out
for the 3DS. Yep. Yep.
Mandy, I'm looking at you.
I'm bored. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I'm bored. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Apparently, we need to go back to making the show dirty for Mandy to continue to be interested.
No, all right. I'm just not getting a Switch. So you naming off these games mean nothing to me.
We have a 3DS.
Yeah. They're redoing Luigi's Mansion for 3DS.
Okay.
And
all right, so I'm going to address this to you, because your friend here is clearly out of control. I don't know.
Yeah, take it up with my manager. I don't want to talk about
Kimble,
this anymore.
Please control your lady friend.
It's International Women's Day. Do what you want.
Oh, God. Shannon, no.
I'm too tired. I'm too tired to think of things. So...
What are you trying to think of, buddy?
I'm trying to think of something to keep the conversation going.
So right now you're just babbling about Nintendo.
I'm babbling about this because
so we're moving past
I got nothing Nintendo. Else to, I got nothing else to say about Nintendo.
I mean, you never talked about debt.
That's a depressing topic.
It really is.
All right, here, you want to hear about debt? All
no,
right. I'm 7K
no, I don't.
In no, I'll tell everybody. I'm 7K in debt on my credit card. I got this car that I'm paying off because of reasons, which doesn't work properly. It shakes, so I'm going to have to put that in the shop at some point soon.
Which we're still paying from the last time we put it in the shop.
Which did nothing because it was overheating and we had to put
coolant
in it constantly.
I still have to put it in at least once a week.
Right, which ain't normal. Which we took there to get fixed. It was $800, didn't do anything. So cool.
Well, they replaced the radiator that was cracked.
I mean, that's good.
Then apparently they need to tighten a hose somewhere or something because you're still leaking.
And now it's shaking, so we have to get that fixed. This car is—it's going to come to a point where I'm going to pay more on fixing it than I paid for it.
That's why, like, and people laugh at me, like, why didn't you just get a, you know, dirt cheap used car?
That's
like,
why.
Because I am very confident that my vehicle will not just randomly start shaking and then cost me $1,000 to fix it.
Yeah, but you also pay more for that than I do, which I'm not. And don't get me wrong, that's not me going, oh, what a sucker. No, I wish I could.
I wish I
could pay for a nice car. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, it's one of those things. Like, I definitely pay more in the long run for sure. But I'm also one of those kind of people that, you know, when I have, I don't want to, I like the security of knowing that when I go outside to go to work, I'm not going to have trouble with that. And
I mean, we get there. It's just got a shake to it.
Well, yeah. But like, I've had, you know, I've had beaters before. Like, I've had awful cars, and
did
there
you call
have
it
been...
a beater?
Yeah, that's common terminology for a piece of junk.
I didn't say my car was a piece of junk. It's a Cobalt.
I also didn't say yours was a piece of junk. I have had piece of junk cars, is what I'm saying.
This is the
well. If I wouldn't have wrecked the non piece of crap car, there wouldn't have been a problem.
That's true. I wish you had realized that before you wrecked it.
Why don't you see into the future and fix things?
Yeah, because
I don't have that superpower.
You should probably acquire it. Go do a dungeon or something. And
I don't know that attack yet.
What is happening here?
I learned do nothing.
Why does Mandy hate Lindsay so much? Like, every week she attacks her.
I do not. I'm really excited she's going to be on Nerd Up.
Are you going to be on Nerd Up?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything else on Sunday.
Oh.
I think we should just replace Dalton with her.
I mean, yeah. Like, okay. I'm fine with that.
Sweet.
Sorry, Dalton.
He'll probably be sore anyway.
I mean, I still have to work one Sunday a month, though, so.
Dalton, you get one show a month.
I'm thinking maybe we need to knock down the number of people per show to maybe three. Because these
on
four.
What? Every show?
Every show.
But that's every show except for Nerds for Hire.
There's a point where, like.
No, Mr. Hunt and the Five Star is only three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Allie, and Asa.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where there's four. There's at least one person that's either on a phone or, like, kind of just waiting for a turn to talk. There's always a quiet one. You know?
That's me on Nerd Up.
I know. And now you got Lindsay on there, so there's two of you on Nerd Up.
No, we did really
good. It depends on
what
the topics
week.
Are. If there's something that I know anything about, or if there's something I know nothing about, I could be like, what's that? Tell me.
We
Explain.
Did really good the last time we were together. And I actually got to speak because Dalton wasn't there to join in on Asa and Jesse taking all of the talking.
I'm letting you speak tonight, and you're
I always
bored.
Speak on Thursdays. Well, you're talking about the Switch and shit.
But we're talking about Smash Brothers. That's something near and dear to your heart.
I thought you liked Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers Melee, like 10 years ago. I mean,
you,
the other
you bring
ones
out
are
the
okay.
GameCube again, and then she'll talk.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to port that one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, they've talked about it.
The GameCube one?
Yeah. Basically, once they add in, like, the virtual store for the GameCube.
Oh, yeah. Just do a Smash Brothers collection. Make it $100 and put all the Smash Brothers on one, like, cart for no reason.
People would absolutely buy it.
I would. Uh-huh. I go back to the original 64 and play on the, like, four maps with the eight characters.
They had more
that
than four.
I was so bad at the original.
I love the original.
I do, too.
I think the original.
Had 10 characters.
I liked Double Dash on Mario Kart.
I never played Double Dash.
Really?
That's the only one. I always heard it was the worst one, but I thought, but why? There's two characters.
I also was terrible. I thought it was so fun. At Mario Kart until the Wii.
It's true.
Yeah, that's when you could start, like, driving with the steering wheel.
And that's how I play, and everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Which was the Smash Brothers that had the... It was basically just the World 1-1 from Mario. Like, it was, like, literally, like, Nintendo Mario level. And it had the Spinies, and I think it was the first Smash, I think.
I don't remember.
But that was my favorite level. That and the Pokemon level was really cool. Where you're on the buildings.
Saffron. Oh, yeah. I think you're in Saffron City.
Possibly.
On the 64?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was fun. Pokemon come out that...
Yeah, they open the door, and Pokemon comes
like,
out and hits you.
Voltorb
yeah.
comes out and explodes, or Electrode, whichever one.
Yeah, there were a lot of those maps that we didn't like playing because we didn't like getting killed by the map.
How does Voltorb open a door?
Yeah.
Is my question. Lindsay, I'm going to address this to you.
Static.
He doesn't have any fucking hands.
Static.
If there's a button, he could still press it.
But I'm assuming the door has a handle. By the way, that silence was me staring at Linda, waiting for her to explain how static
opens
doors.
No, because it looks like a garage door, and garages have buttons you push, and then it goes, and opens.
The other thing about Voltorb.
It's a video game.
Have you ever seen a Voltorb move?
It just kind of rolls around and explodes.
Yeah.
It literally rolls on its face. And now the real question is, how does it start rolling?
Momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay, tell us.
It rocks back and forth, and then it rolls. I don't know.
Rock and roll.
Another one
pushes
it.
How does it start rocking? Oh, yeah, no, it's a constant state of, like, transferring equilibrium. Only one Voltorb can be moving any one time.
One explodes, and the explosion causes all the other ones to roll.
Okay, no, I'm fine with that.
How does it explode and still live?
It has a move called self-destruct. So
presumably it does not live after.
That's
but in the games, it does.
I was gonna say, so Voltorbs are basically jihadists.
Well, see, I don't let any of my Pokemon learn self-destruct, so...
I still want a new Pokemon Snap. I know it'll never happen.
That's because everyone has cameras of their own now.
Yes, I know.
You can just play Pokemon Go. The Pokemon are literally anywhere you want to take a picture.
It's not the same.
It's not. I'm just saying.
But the creator of Pokemon Snap did say that they're not going to do another one because the only reason Pokemon Snap was popular... It's because having a camera was kind of a novelty back then.
Yeah, and now it's just attached to your phone.
Now you're getting into I want to believe territory, because we talk about it a lot, about how technology advanced so much in the past 60 years.
Yeah.
Like the insanity of the technological advances and where we're going to be at. By 2060, they say that people won't die anymore, that there will be multiple ways to keep yourself alive. The article that I had read said that if you're under the age of 40, you will probably never die. Unless you get like a nasty disease.
Or hit by a car.
Yeah, I don't think they could stop. I don't think science fiction is going to save you from that.
Yeah, see, I still don't like the whole idea of downloading consciousness. I don't like it.
I don't know how it would work. I don't know how it would work.
Well, I mean, just in
brain
general.
Brain in a jar.
The idea, the only person that would know if it worked would be you. Not the you that got transferred, but the you that dies.
Yeah, because if your consciousness is in the system... And they're talking to you. It could just be a copy.
Yeah.
The copy
would think it was the original.
Right.
Everybody else would think you're the original. The only person that would know whether you lived or died is you.
Ah, man. Life. But remember when I was a kid, I was afraid I would go to hell if I was a bad person. Now I'm afraid of my clone possibly taking my place. What's going to happen in the next like 20, 30 years? Man, I hate everything about existence.
I don't know. I really doubt they'll get the whole consciousness mapped thing down to,
you
exact
say that.
Science anytime
you
soon.
Say that, but 20 years ago when I was a teenager.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And Lindsay was a teenager and you two were born, I'm sure.
Yes, we had been around for a minute by then.
All I'm saying is, remember how things used to be with phones. Yeah. Nowadays, you literally have like a little computer in your hands and everyone's got one.
Mm-hmm.
In another 30 years, man, who knows what will happen?
No, I mean, it's true. Like, yeah, the technological advancements of the last few years in terms of computers anyway have been staggering.
It needs to be stopped.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It does not need to be stopped.
The closer we come, we're heading towards a technological apocalypse.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
Judgment Day will get here eventually.
So many things will happen before that does.
I don't know about that. I'm not talking about like the computers becoming sentient. I'm just talking about our weapons getting to be better and better to the point that like someone, like a crazy president,
is going to do something dumb
and piss someone else off or himself do something stupid and it will be fallout at that point.
I mean, like that can happen right now though.
Yes, it could.
So it's not like...
But in 20 years, it'll be easier.
I don't know if it could get any easier than it is right now.
We're still using bombs from the 60s.
They're pretty effective.
They're super effective. They're super effective, Jesse. But I'm saying, we could make them better.
I don't know how.
We could make the Fat Man from fucking Fallout, where you could shoot nukes from a little rocket launcher.
I mean, actually, they have...
No.
Does that excite you? Nuclear Fallout?
No.
They have significantly improved nuclear missile technology, by the way, since the 60s. They can get much larger payloads
and smaller
packages.
It makes me
want to
be paranoid and get a bunker.
I don't think bunker's going to save you at that point.
No, right?
I mean, if you go underground. It could be like that movie with...
We'll ship us to space.
Well, yeah. I was going to say the happy one with Brendan Fraser.
No.
He's in the shelter. Or that show.
We're just going to go to space.
I don't want to go to space.
I want to go to space.
Like the 100.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Show about me. Show.
Yeah, until we find alien races that want to destroy all of us because we're dumb.
I would probably have it coming.
Yeah. No.
In all honesty, humanity is just a virus.
No, we are.
Oh, I forgot about this. We only have a few minutes left, and I said I was going to read off some embarrassing stories that people sent us. We actually got a few, too, so
ooh.
Let me find some. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Did you finish watching the new season of Ultron?
No, I haven't even started yet.
Watch it.
You got it. No, I actually just recently binged through The Office.
Okay.
Because I had never finished that show. I got to like season 6. There's a one particular episode. Fans out there know, Scott's Tots. If you've ever watched The Office.
I hate
that show too.
It's been out for a while, so it's not really
news.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If this spoils it for you, I'm sorry, but at the same time, it's been a while. No, in this episode, Michael Scott, Steve Carell's character, you find out that, something like 10 years before this moment, he told an entire class of kids at an urban school that doesn't get a whole lot of funding, et cetera, that if they graduated high school, he would pay their college tuition.
Oh!
And now they're graduating.
Oh!
It's a class of seniors, and he has to go to the school and tell this class of seniors.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying for your education.
That I'm not going to pay your tuition because I can't afford it.
Uh-huh.
And it is really hard to watch. It's the episode, like, it was
He didn't think they'd graduate.
No, he actually, like, he explains it in the episode. He thought that he would be rich by then and could afford to do so.
Okay.
That's
a little better.
Slightly. But yeah, it was one of those things, like it cringed so, I cringed so hard watching it, it was painful. And that's why I quit watching The Office the first time. I'd actually forgotten about it until I started watching through it the second time.
I cringed too much during that show.
I don't know how that conversation started. I started looking at this, and when I looked up, you were talking about Scott's Tots in The Office.
It's because I asked about Voltron, which took it to Netflix, which took it to TV.
Yep. Oh, okay.
But now that I'm done with that, I need to watch Jessica Jones first, and then I'll watch Voltron.
It's only 6 episodes!
But Jessica Jones.
Ah! I still haven't watched the first season.
You should do that.
Me either.
Meh.
You should both do that.
I'm good.
I'm watching Fairy Tail.
I'm watching Digimon.
I'm not watching anything. I'm watching MSNBC every night.
And you're watching that anime. Goddamned.
Oh, you're watching Try Right.
Oh, what is that Adult Swim show that you like so much?
Crunchy
it's so
Earth.
Goddamn stupid.
But it's through
Eric Andre.
Earth.
That's the one.
I actually don't watch that. I tried watching
if you
an episode.
Wait for
it's
episodes,
not.
Yes.
Okay. It's hard to digest.
Like
okay. But it's easier in clip form.
Oh, is that how you were watching it before?
Yeah, I just watched like little clips of it. Because
I know there for a hot minute you were pretty obsessed with the Eric Andre show.
Oh, we still are. We ranch it up every other day.
Oh my God, I hate that show so much.
Ranch.
Are you reading embarrassing things?
On Tuesday, we were talking about embarrassing stories. I don't know how we got on the topic. And I asked, hey, and this is how I know at least a couple people actually listen to the show. Because I said, hey, if you guys have an embarrassing story, send it to me. I'd like to read it on the air. And I got three from three of our favorite people. So I'm going to read those off to you real quick. One is Sarah Summers. We know from CCW and Stride Pro Wrestling. And she said, there we were, Billy Hills and I in Walmart. He wanders off to the restroom. I turn a corner and here he comes down the hallway, or here comes halfway down the aisle, sees me and screams, hey, hon, it didn't burn when I peed. I slowly turn and sped away in the opposite direction.
And that's where I thought that story was going.
She gave me the hashtag, this is my life daily. Austin Lane, a lot of CCW Aww. People, also sent me one. He said, during my high school play, I was the lead. During the play, a friend and I were reacting to a moment. His hand flew back and broke my nose. Blood started gushing. Now, mind you, I was the lead with no understudy, so I was on stage the entire play. No scenes off stage, and we were only a third into it. I was so embarrassed, but turned into a positive. We just freestyled the rest of the play. People would knock on the set door and bring in napkins throughout the play. We used the broken nose as part of it. At the end, when we were all getting introduced, I was the last person to announce alone. I got a standing ovation for almost 10 minutes. Only Austin Lane could turn an embarrassing story into about how amazing he is.
Right? Seriously.
Only Austin could start with, this terrible thing happened. But by the end, I had won the entire school's heart. Of course you did. Friggin' best of the best. And then lastly, Zane Laney. We know Zane Laney. We love Zane Laney. And he sent me a book.
Didn't we get one from Derek?
We did get one for Derek Boxdorfer. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. D-Boxy. Let's read his real quick. Zane's going to take an hour.
Recent Patreon contributor.
Yes. Thank you, Derek. And if you would like to be like Derek and contribute to the Patreons, you can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
We're working adamantly towards fixing those rewards.
We're working toward everything this point. He asked if he could tell others embarrassing stories, and I haven't read this yet, so if this is insulting in any way to anybody else, I apologize. Back in high school, I had a friend who had a huge crush on this girl. He and another one of our friends were really big into parkour. That is embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
At the time, and really thought they were good at it. Anyway, my friend, his crush, and myself went to McDonald's here in town. Also embarrassing. The entrance door had this metal railing next to it about chest high if you were standing in the parking lot next to it. My friend thought he would impress this girl with some sweet parkour. That may be my favorite line of the year. Let me read that again. My friend thought he would impress this girl with some sweet parkour.
That's brilliant. I love it.
He ran through the parking lot full steam, jumped up to get over the railing. One foot made it over, but the other did not. He kind of just crumbled into the concrete and had to pick himself up off the ground while his crush and I were laughing in his face. I assume the laughing started when he said, "Let me show you some sweet parkour."
I mean, to be fair, at the time, like, the parkour was a big thing. Maybe they're like, "Ooh." But also, in my head, this story is absolutely about Dalton. I don't care. I don't care who all comes forward to tell me. No, it wasn't Dalton in the story.
It's definitely Dalton.
Nothing's going to change my mind. Because, little known fact, Dalton and Derek were friends in school, if I remember correctly.
They're still friends? Probably.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about Derek other than I'm pretty sure that he went to school with Dalton.
He did. Derek's a good guy. I like Derek a lot. He comes to CCW and I think he's buying a shirt. We'll tell you about that here in a minute, too. Zane Laney says, my embarrassing story. I have a good friend who is half Native American. Just by looking at him, you wouldn't be able to tell. I don't know if I should be offended by that as a part Native American.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, on the other hand, named Al, looked like the Red Man Chewing Tobacco logo. Jesus Christ. His dad is over 6 foot tall, wide-framed, with snow-white long hair. Oh, my God. Extremely intimidating, but one of the nicest men you'll ever meet. He had two modes of transportation, a really nice Chrysler New Yorker and one of those small two-person motorized scooters. 9 times out of 10, he drove the scooter because of the gas mileage. All this information is important for the following story. You know what they call those scooters in Grand Theft Auto? I'm not going to tell you.
I know what they're called.
You got to look it up on your own. I can't repeat it on this show.
I also don't know what they're called.
And Lindsay just whispered to it. And Lindsay has to do it again.
Shut up.
Jesse told me to shut up.
All
right, Jesse, now you whisper to Mandy.
Okay.
Telephone.
Yeah, it's that bad. My first job was at a dollar store. I was fresh out of high school and at the time was pushing about 250 pounds in body weight and had been lifting for the last couple of years. To put it plainly, I was not a small guy. I can relate to that. One day I go to start my truck to go to work and my battery is dead. I decided to call my buddy Al for a jump. He tells me, no problem, I'll be right there and I'll just take you to work and we'll mess with the truck later. A few minutes go by and I see Al pull into my driveway. He was not his Chrysler. Instead, he was on his damn scooter. With the big grin on his face, he tells me to hop on. I quickly tell him not to worry about it. It's cool. I'll just walk. But he wouldn't take no for an answer. I argue with him for 30 minutes. And at this point, I am super late. At one point, he even offered me a helmet like that would help. I finally caved in so I wouldn't get fired. This man took up 90% of the seat, and I had to figure out how to get my big ass on the remaining 10 without coming into contact with any part of his body. Finally, we take off, two big-ass men on this tiny-ass scooter, headed towards the dollar store. Luckily, it was early in the morning and not many people seen us, even though we decided to take the route that goes straight through town. We looked like one half of the village people going to meet the other half.
Oh, that's great.
It was that scene in Dumb and Dumber if they were both over 200 pounds. We finally get there, and being the nice guy that he was, he did offer to pick me up from work as well, but I quickly declined. My boss wasn't even mad at me for being late because she was outside and saw me pull up, hugged up on this huge man. She didn't say a word, just laughed hysterically for a few minutes, and I never called Al for a ride again.
Well, Zane, if it makes you feel any better, so here in Cape Girardeau on campus, it was really, really popular until a girl got into a really bad accident to ride those scooters around. Because
yes. Teddy had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a broad campus with lots of other locations, and those things are super cheap on gas and everything else. And I would frequently see frat brothers Like, that was the most common one that was really funny. Like, cause, and you could tell they were in frats because
they were loud and obnoxious.
Well,
woo!
That and, you know, the hats, the jackets, the sweaters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bunch of Jakes riding around together.
So, yeah, no, and I did frequently see, like, some bigger guys going up some of the really steep hills around here at, you know, half a mile an hour. And, like, watching, you know, I would watch students walking up the hill on the sidewalk next to it, outpacing them.
That's hilarious.
It was always really, really funny to see.
Those scooters should just be banned. Someone told me, they're like, well, you could just get a scooter and drive it to work every day. I'm like, I'm good. I got enough problems. I don't need that in my reputation.
Things get like 90 miles to the gallon or something stupid like that.
I'll walk. I'm like Zane Laney. Zane Laney is my spirit animal. Except he's happy with children and a wife, and I live here. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. We'll see you back on Sunday with Nerd Up. And, oh, by the way, so I said I was going to mention the T-shirts. You got to be quick on this. But if you're a fan of Podzilla, and especially Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Dalton came to me with this crazy idea. Let's do T-shirts. Lindsay and I had tried to do T-shirts before, but we did it through Redbubble, where each shirt was like $30.
That's because we don't have any key in the production other than me putting up the image.
And Mandy still got one.
I got
and
two.
And so did Kevin.
And so did Kevin. And was it Josh or Alan from Press Start to Join?
I think it was Josh.
One of the Canadians.
I bought two.
One of the Canucks. Oh, you did. I did. Thank you. Well, now Dalton came to me with this idea because CCW works through CMO Imprints about maybe we should get some T-shirts made up and we'll use the Pro Wrestling Unscripted logo, which if you know the show or if you know wrestling is based around the very popular NWO logo from WCW in the mid-90s to early 2000s WWE. So it took him a little convincing. I said, sure, let's go for it. He said he wanted to put his own money up on it because he believes in it that much. And we decided we would take pre-orders on a limited amount of shirts. Well, I'm happy to say that we are almost at that pre-order limit. So if you guys want to get in on the PW First Wave shirts, then you need to message me or message Dalton or message the Podzilla 1985 Facebook page. Let us know what size you want. They're $15 a piece. We're going to have them available at March Malice 2 with Cape Championship Wrestling. If you are a listener from around America or the world, we can probably still get it to you. Just let us know. That's for like the Zane Laneys. If you want a shirt, we can. But you got to do it by the end of this weekend because they will go into production and we only have a limited number left. So again, $15 a shirt. You want to support the show. You want to rock the PW logo. This also means that in the future we could do more merchandise like that. Maybe a Nerd Up shirt when we get a new logo. Maybe that I Want to Believe
like
shirt.
That was a shot at me.
No, that's just a general statement. Because
it's very much copyrighted material. Yeah.
It's at
I know.
But, you know, Allie was working on an I Want to Believe design that she wanted to put into a shirt. Lindsay's done designs. This could mean more stuff in the future. But right now it's PW. If you want to get involved, message us. Other than that, Podzilla1985.com. If you want to listen to the old episodes, of course, we did a great PW last night. And then Tuesday was a fun show. And of course, all the great shows on the network are good, including this one, usually. You can also go to Podzilla1985 or Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to interact with us, order your shirts. And then, of course, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. That's it for us this week. We'll be back on Sunday. We'll do all this again. You guys have a great weekend. Until then, take care of yourselves. Have a great night, and we'll see you Sunday.